For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. This is Master Mark Zerianis. I'm your host, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Happy Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving edition. Today, we are talking about a brand new film hitting the theaters on December 1st from legendary action filmmaker from the Far East, John Woo. It is called Silent Night. I had the opportunity to preview this yesterday in Manhattan, and it is really, really good and really unique. So I highly recommend it. Before we get started on that, let's talk about our sponsor, Bet Online. The holiday season is off and rolling with the NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. Bet Online is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, Bet Online is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four, Bet Online has available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that is played. From MMA to international soccer, head on over to BetOnline today and use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the games start. Do this already. We talk about it all the time. You have to do this already. All right. So today we're talking about a new film. We know John Woo from such epic films as his legendary The Killer with Chow Yun-Fat. So this movie has a really unique, it's not a spoiler because I think it's been written about, but a really unique angle. It is essentially at its heart has the theme of a martial arts film, which is a revenge film. It is coming to you from the people that brought you John Wick. So you know the action's going to be good. And it is essentially a revenge film, right? A husband and wife, young son. And the young son becomes the victim of collateral damage to a gang shooting, which spurs the father's vengeance, revenge plot, right? That's a simple plot, moving plot. The plot of many martial arts films, many action films, revenge, family vengeance, things of that nature. What makes this film different? Well, there's a couple of things. The main thing, the main underlying thing, is it's called Silent Night, which is a little bit of a play on the holiday season, but it's also a play on the fact that this movie comes to you with no dialogue. And as I said in my written review, which you can find at Taekwondo Life magazine.com or tkdlifemagazine.com. When I say no dialogue, I don't mean like light on the dialogue. You know, a lot of adventure action films are light on the dialogue. Even John Wick, to some degree, is light on the dialogue. This is no dialogue. For all intents and purposes, it's a silent film, but silent films have the benefit of subtitles. This does not. So really, really interesting. I mean, that's a could go disastrously wrong. It could be confusing. It could be hard to understand. It could be gimmicky. It is none of those things. It's so powerfully and wonderfully done, wonderfully directed, wonderfully edited, and wonderfully acted that you don't miss the dialogue. You fully are engaged and fully understand how the story rolls itself out. Again, it is a simple story. But there is character interplay. There's husband and wife interplay. There's cop and victim. There's villain and victim interplay here, and you are not lost for a second in this one. Part of that is the great direction of John Woo, and part of that is the really phenomenal performances of the star Joel Kinnaman and his co-star Catalina Sandino Marino, as well as the entire cast. But those two, the husband and wife, the victims who lost their son, they really carry this film. Kinnaman is not someone I'm familiar with. He is from Sweden, I believe. He's done a number of films, but I don't think he's well known in the United States. But he is a phenomenal actor, and he does a great job in this film. Let's take a word for a moment from our sponsor.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we're back. I was talking about Joel Kinnaman, and he does a terrific job conveying his pain, his angst, his determination to seek vengeance, as well as the scenes where he is with his son and with his wife. We see a really complete picture. It's a complete acting job, and it is really, really exquisite to behold. From John Woo, we expect nothing less than great gun sequences, great vehicular sequences, right? Something he's known for, hand-to-hand combat exchanges. Visually, this is a stunning action film. Kinnaman, unlike John Wick, unlike, as I talked about in the review that I wrote, unlike Liam Neeson from Taken, unlike Hunt Mansell, Bob Odenkirk's character from Nobody, there's no secret here. He's not some hidden CIA operative that they messed with. He's just an ordinary Joe who decides to seek vengeance. And it adds a lot to the buildup to some of the climactic scenes. We feel his pain. He's not a superhero by any stretch of the imagination. And John Woo really, really brings us through this in a torturous way to some degree. The film is bloody, it's violent, it's gripping. I listened to John Woo interviewed at one of the premieres. He was not at the premiere that I was at, and he talks about how he tamped down the violence in this one from what he originally wanted to do. And there was universal laughter from the audience because of the fact that he may have tamped it down, but it certainly is a violent romp and very, very good. The supporting cast is terrific. They do a lot to bring together this notion. The musical score, again, I talked in my review about the fact that music is important to a movie, but sometimes more important to some movies than others, right? Quentin Tarantino does a wonderful job telling stories together with music. In this movie, the music is so essential. Marco Beltrami's musical score is just so good. It really is its own character in the film. I really, really loved it. It helps to move the story along. It helps you to understand the emotional place that you are in the movie. It's vital to the storytelling here. I walked out of the film really, really enjoying it for what it was. I thought that it's artistic in a way that action films are not generally. And I laughed because it's a violent holiday film, which always leads to the diehard question as to whether or not is this considered a Christmas movie or not. I'll let you make that determination. This one is from Lionsgate in association with Capstone Global, a Thunder Road Films, Capstone Studios, and Better Tomorrow Films production. We talked about the cast. It's certainly rated R because of the fact that it is extremely violent. But worth seeing, really worth seeing, as an action film. You know, we get so used to these templates of superhero films and things of that nature. This is definitely, very different from many of those films. And I thoroughly enjoyed seeing it. I enjoyed the violence. I enjoyed the action. I enjoyed the cinematography. And I applaud John Woo for continuing to make bold, challenging decisions in his filmmaking career. This is Master Mark Sirianis. I'm wishing you again a happy Thanksgiving weekend. And this film hits theaters December 1st from Lionsgate. Look out for it. This episode has been brought to you by the good people at Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.